finally. A late item of news just in. He's been hailed as a hero. But today, a man, local schoolteacher Jerry Mason, who modestly describes himself as just an armchair crime solver, will shortly reveal that he has indeed, almost single-handedly, apparently, solved a particularly strange disappearance that certainly baffled police at the time. We will be going live to the press conference shortly. But first, perhaps, a reminder that the case in point involved a young girl.
Jade Love arrived home one day from school. She found a significant member of her family was missing. That just about sums it all up, doesn't it, Stacey?
Yes, I suppose it does. Yes.
That is why this press conference has been called here today. Finally, I am pleased to say that I, or rather we, have solved what has been a 14-year mystery. My name is Jerry Mason, by the way, and I'm Stacey's teacher. Aren't I, Stacey?
Yes, Mr. Mason.
It's a story the whole world's waiting to hear, Stacey, but just you take your time with it. Okay.
Vanishing Act by Jenny McDaniel, with Jemima Rooper as Stacey and Robert Dawes as Mason.
One particular break time at school, sir. We was all just hanging around, me and my mates, in the corridor.
Any particular reason?
Actually, we were waiting for you to pin up the notice, you remember? The one about school skiing trip, sir.
Oh,
thank you.
Clear the path where you are of the lot. Allow me through. Out of my way, Spencer Chapman, before I prick you with my drawing pins.
Like everyone else there that day, I was dying to go skiing.
Places are limited, of course. Oh, and if I may add a special plea here to Spencer Chapman, who many of you will recall was carried off our mountain last year on a snowplow.
That was not our fault.
Don't sign up this year, will you, Spencer? Huh? Give this poor old teacher a break.
Spencer was first to sign up.
But good to see your name on the list, Danica.
I've skied before, sir.
And what about you, Stacey Jade Love?
Me, sir.
Actually, I was sort of hoping you and young Danny would sign up.
Why, sir?
Oh, well, how can I put it? It would be nice to have some well-behaved members of my class along to offset, shall we say, the more colourful. No, just put that down now, Chapman.
I wasn't doing nothing.
You're always doing something, Spencer.
So, Stacey, what are you waiting for?
Is there some sort of problem?
Oh, no problem, Mr. Mason. Not exactly. Just better ask my mum first.
Did I mention? No, I don't think I did. that we lived in a mobile home, my mum and me. She's a single parent, my mum.
What's that? Just a letter from school. I hope you could just stop ironing a sec, Mum.
Oh. Dear parent, this is just to inform you, blah, 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 blah. Your child has expressed an interest in being a member of this year's school skiing trip, the total cost of which will be... How much? Oh, in your dreams, young lady.
Oh, but Mum...
Expensive school trips aren't for the likes of us. Families who can barely make ends meet. No fancy holidays. They're for people from, what's it, proper families.
But we're a proper family.
What? You mean you and me both?
Yeah.
Pretty small family, eh?
Well, being me, I don't give up on things that easy, right? I thought, I'll have a word with Mr. Mason, my teacher.
Yes, Stacey.
He was supervising another of Spencer Chapman's detentions.
It's just about the cost of the skiing trip.
Ah.
Mr. Mason said my mum could pay by any number of instalments, which was really great news.
Then Mr. Mason said, you only need to fork out the deposit, for now.
Only? Listen to you. That's a whole course of electric to me, I'll have you know. Only, indeed. Hark up, madam.
But everyone else in my class is going.
Oh, it's the everyone else argument now, is it? I wonder when you get round to that.
Now what's doing, Mum?
Looking for something I should have got real long ago. But luckily for you, Stacey Jade, love.
Yep, here it is.
A bracelet. It was one of those old-fashioned charm types of thing.
Bite it.
No, thanks.
That's solid gold it is, see? It's worth a bob or two.
It was, she said.
All I've got that is, I'm afraid, nowadays.
She put it back into its posh little powder blue box. On it there was an inscription. It said, a gift from L to J. Well, my mum's name is Janet, so being nosy, I asked who was L.
Just a friend.
Not a boyfriend.
Don't be daft. He's just one an old bird of my age. No, all I was thinking was, well, it's pointless hanging on to this thing any longer, when it can be of use to you.
What she suggested was, she could pawn it.
Cover the cost of your skiing trip deposit, at least.
Oh, Mum, would you do that for me? Would you really?
Oh.
I remember telling her that night that she was the best mum in the whole world.
Oh, me? That's a laugh, that is.
I thought we had a word. Stacey's mum? Mrs. Love?
Yes, what?
Just nice to see you and so many other parents here at our skiing trip information evening.
I have paid Stacey's deposit in full.
Yes, I know. Actually, it wasn't about that I needed to have a word. It's just the teensiest thing. All it is that, as far as I'm aware, Stacey's the only child signed up to go skiing not to have her own passport.
What?
Now, it's not a problem at all.
Not a problem, he says.
Mrs. Love, are you okay?
Yes, of course. Why shouldn't I be? I'm sorry, you were saying?
Well, it's just that your daughter, Stacey, will need a passport to go abroad.
Yes, of course you will.
Mrs. Love?
Funny, isn't it? Deep down, this moment arriving, always dreaded it.
Sorry, I'm
but
not...
But on the other hand, back of my mind, I knew probably would happen someday.
Mrs. Love, I can't imagine what you're getting in such a state about. Look, Mrs. Love, all you have to do is simply pop down to your local post office and fill in the relevant passport form.
I know that. I'm just not a complete, idiot. Just momentarily been caught out unawares. See, I've forgotten all about passports.
No problem.
Big problem.
Like I said, it's a perfectly simple procedure.
What can I do when it all comes to light, eh? Fool that you are, Jan, love. You hadn't thought about that.
Yes. Well, Stacey will also need passport photo.
I know.
Appropriate fee, plus perhaps most important of all, her, Stacey's birth certificate.
Yes, that. Of course, that.
it couldn't be simpler, Mrs. Love.
Come to think of it, Mum was a bit on the quiet side when she got back that night. But there was nothing unusual in that, only being the two of us. Like I said, we're not the noisiest of households. From time to time, well, from then on, I asked her, like, if she got my passport sorted.
Only Mr. Mason was asking.
Look, will you stop going on about this passport thing all the time?
Okay.
You have no idea how much I wish you'd never started all this, Stacey.
The following day, Stacey, as usual, returned home from school to find...
Jan Love. My mother missing. Should I say that now?
Perhaps in, more detail. Danny Khan, her best friend, had walked home with her that particular day, as he generally did. So, Danny.
Everyone knows what happened next. Her mum wasn't there, like Stacey said.
Her ironing board, though, was still set up, like it always was.
And the iron was still hot, wasn't it?
Mm.
So I said to Stacey, perhaps she's just, you know, popped out.
And left the iron on. I don't think so, Danny. That was pretty well when, I guess, the whole nightmare...
No!
...began.
Go on.
When time passed, and still she didn't come, naturally I was...
Worried?
That was when, for no reason in particular, really, I took a look at my mum's wardrobe.
And...
found that all her clothes were missing too, sir.
Okay, something is wrong here.
Huh? You're telling me?
What we do now is we call the police.
What?
Okay, Stacey?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No police.
Stacey, your mum is missing.
But no police, not yet.
Why not?
Look, you probably wouldn't understand this. One thing my mum always said, which she wouldn't have said for no reason...
was what?
She always told me to stay away from all police.
Stacey, this is an unexpected nice surprise.
Yeah, isn't it?
Hello, Mrs. Khan.
So, your mum's gone out somewhere tonight.
Yes.
And forgotten to arrange for you to stay somewhere.
That's it.
In a nutshell, Mum. In fact, Stacey's mum's
gone away.
On some sort of course.
Hmm.
And we're not entirely sure for how long, are we, Stace?
No.
So we were wondering if Stace could perhaps stay here with us?
Of course. More the merrier.
And Mrs. Carr, you did not mind Danny's friend Stacey staying with you?
To be honest, I thought it a bit strange at the time, Mr. Mason.
In what way?
I just wondered what sort of course it would be that Mrs. Love would go on. I mean, I knew she'd not worked, not in years. Last job she'd had was as a cleaning lady, years and years ago. She told me once at the school gates. You know, the sort of conversations us waiting mothers get into. In turn, I told her that I worked at the library. That was all that was said.
Okay, Stacey. It's now been a day or more since your mum disappeared.
Yes.
Then what happened?
That was when I bumped into you, sir.
Yes, come on your way, you lot. That turns over. On your way. Ah, Stacey Jade Love.
Mm-hmm.
A reminder, not forgotten, have we, passport? Look, tell you what, if your mother's still having some sort of problem with it, just get hold of your birth certificate. I'll deal with the rest.
Well, I don't know about you, but we've, like, this special drawer at home where Mum kept all our, you know, important sort of documents. There were two folders. One, Jan Love personal, and the other, Stacey Jade Love, was mine.
Well?
I thought she might have taken hers off with her, but no. Her birth certificate was there. Divorce papers from when she and my dad split up. They were there. But in my folder, nothing.
I don't believe it.
So, you can't find your birth certificate now, is that it?
No, Mr. Mason.
So you've searched high and low?
And I know no birth certificate means no passport.
And no passport means no skiing trip.
Easily solved.
How, sir?
Well, you do know where and when you were born, I take it?
Of course I do, sir.
Well, there you go then. Problem solved. The hospital will have a record of your birth.
Only thing is, they didn't, did they? But that's ridiculous. I mean, you must have some record of me.
There's no must about it. We simply haven't, dear. Sorry. Of course, in those days, 14 years ago, everything wasn't on computer like it is now. But as you know, I've been down to the dusty depths of our archives, and I can assure you there's no trace of any Stacey Jade Love being born on that or any other day.
Well, like Stacey said, that's impossible. I mean, that's why we're
such good friends. We think of ourselves as twins.
Sort of.
And why? Because we were both born here in this hospital on the very same day.
That's right. And I mean, you've got me on file.
Daniel Deepak Khan, birth weight 5.5 pounds.
So it stands to reason that you must have stated birth record also.
That's right. You must be just mistaken.
But I'm not mistaken.
But this is where I was born, my mum said.
Not according to our records, dear. Silly old bat. Look, she's just wrong. She's got to be wrong.
But suppose she isn't.
Oh, don't even go there.
What do you mean, don't go there? Danny, my entire life suddenly, what, falling apart? My mum's up and vanished for some reason I haven't a clue about. And now I've suddenly discovered that, apparently, I wasn't even born.
Mum?
Yes, Danny?
You're a librarian.
So I am.
Out of all knowledge.
Is this conversation heading somewhere at all, Danny?
What Stacey... What I need to know...
Yes?
Is there one place, like, in the whole country where a copy of everyone's birth certificate's kept?
There certainly is. It's in London. Big building. St. Catherine's House. But after more inquiries were made, we discovered they'd no record at all of me there either. And you know what that means, Danny, don't you? It means that, officially, that I don't exist.
Stacey, okay, I can understand you're upset.
I think that's an understatement, don't you, Danny?
What I mean is, all this isn't good. What we're obviously getting into here is something very, very murky.
Which we don't know how to handle ourselves.
Exactly. I don't care what your mum said, you've got no alternative now, Stacey. You've got to go to the police.
No. We just need someone we can trust, who can help. That's all. Which was when I suddenly thought of our teacher.
Moni Mason?
Spencer Chapman!
Why him?
Remember him telling us in class once how he loved detective things on the telly and how he could always solve the, you know, the plot or whatever you call it before the TV coppers did.
But Mr. Mason's just a boring old school teacher.
So?
I mean, what's happening to you is serious. This is no time to be playing.
Amateur detectives.
Well, you said it.
Mr. Mason? I really need to talk to you, sir.
Well, make it quick. I've another lesson looming with Spencer Chapman, so my blood pressure's up.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
I don't know quite how to put this.
Fast would be good.
You see, sir, I've just well discovered...
What?
That I'm not who I've always thought I was.
Look, you've lost me. I'm not in the mood for fun and games.
No, you are out, sir. Stacey and I have discovered... No, you tell him.
Apparently, there is no Stacey Jade Love, sir.
Don't be ridiculous.
She's telling the truth.
But the thing is, I mean, I must be someone, sir, mustn't I?
Well, yes, of course you must be.
Which is why I've come to you, sir. I reckon perhaps you could help.
So right in the middle of the school corridor that day, I...
We?
Told him, Mr. Mason, the whole thing from start right to...
Finish.
And your mother's now been missing how long?
8 days.
And you're sure? Both of you? This really is the God's honest truth?
Yeah.
Ah, you were right, Stacey, to come to me. Luckily for you, yes. I may be a teacher of some 20 years standing. However, I often feel... Most often when I'm trying to get something into the thick head of Spencer Chapman, if I'm honest, that maybe I have indeed, as you might have gathered, missed out on my true, vocation in life. I always fancied being, you know, one of the great mystery solvers of the century. Oh, yes. In fact, I often say to Mrs. Mason, change one letter of my name, and instead of being Jerry, I could have been Perry Mason, you see.
Who?
Sir? He was a great hero of mine. Great solver of mysteries. Mm. Oh, yes, in the golden days of BBC telly. But even old Perry would be flummoxed by this one. What has befallen you, Stacey Jade, love? Well, it's a mystery and a half indeed. I assumed, of course, that Stacey had already contacted the police.
No, sir.
But why ever not?
This is going to sound possibly strange, but just the mention of them always made my mum, well, fearful.
Ah, so that, if you like, is our first lead.
No, I'm not with you.
Obviously, there was something she was hiding.
Oh, you mean perhaps she was hiding who I really was, sir?
That could be a good place to start. We'll begin our investigation straight after school, and you two...
Us two can what, sir?
You two can be my Paul and Della.
Eh? Sorry, I'm not with you, sir.
They were Perry Mason's two assistants. While the big man, Perry, was the mastermind, the possessor of the deductive brain cells, his secretary, Della Street, took the great man's calls while sitting decoratively at her desk. Handsome Paul, on the other hand, he was the intrepid private eye who followed up all the leads the great man came up with.
So I take it Stacey will be decorative Della then, will she, sir?
No chance, Danny. Not in these days of girl power. Me, super sleuth Paul, you can be boring Della.
Oh, but I want to be Paul too.
Okay, that's enough, you two. Let's not fall out before we've even started. Okay? Let's instead, and as Perry Mason would say, look at the evidence that you've both unearthed so far. The suddenly abandoned iron. The empty wardrobe. Clear evidence scattered around the place that your mother, Stacey, left both in a hurry and of her own accord, apparently. But why? Why would a mother suddenly abandon both her home and her child? Why?
That's what we'd hope you could throw some light on.
And more to the point, what's that terrible smell in this mobile home of yours, Stacey?
Oh, that. It's just the fridge, sir. Oh. Things have gone off in it in the meantime.
And, what's this under this fridge magnet here? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Some piece of paper. It was a note of sorts that I, spotted. Just a short one.
Only 14 words. One for every year of my life. If only me and Danny had searched more carefully before, we'd have seen it.
It read,
thank you for being my daughter for the last 14 years. Sorry.
Jan Love.
Note the wording. Jan Love, not Mum. Keep this in mind, if you will. We'll be returning to this later.
So, we've cleaned the fridge out, Mr. Mason. Now what?
What my hero, Perry Mason, would do now, I reckon, is he'd try to put together a picture of what it was exactly that tipped your mother over the edge. And I think I've got it now, Stacey. Yes, that innocent request of mine, the need for you to have a passport, that was it. That upset her no end for some reason. It baffled me at the time.
But I don't understand.
Well, she knew whatever game it was up then. Because she'd never be able to produce your birth certificate simply because you'd never had one. Because for the past 14 years, as you've just found out, you've never been Stacey Jade Love at all.
Sir?
So, who were you really, eh?
I've no idea, sir.
Stacey, do you have any other family apart from the one that's missing?
Well, I haven't seen him for years, sir, but yes, I do have a dad.
Mr. Michael Love.
Might be. That'd depend on who's asking.
My name is Mason.
Not from the old bill or anything, are you?
No, Mr. Love. I'm a teacher. If I could just have a word.
There you go.
Ah, tea. Lovely. Thank you. But if I may, down to business. You were, am I right, once the husband of a Janet Lum?
Oh, Jane, you mean? She never liked being called Janet.
What's it to you? Mr. Love.
Call me Mick. Everyone else does.
Mr. Love. I'm here because I'm investigating the disappearance of a missing person.
Getaway. And what's that to me?
It's your ex-wife.
Oh, her. What? Done a runner, has she?
You don't seem all that surprised.
Well, let's just say she was never all that strong mentally. Not the old time I knew her. Never knew what she was going to do next. Personally, I found it, you know, hard to deal with.
Oh, that explains, You say I too had noticed.
That she'd be muttering things to herself like one minute, then right as rain the next.
Hmm. Actually, I'm investigating her disappearance on behalf of your daughter, Stacey Jade Love.
Oh, her.
I'm sorry, I don't think oh, is quite the way to talk about your own flesh and blood, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, that's just it, innit?
What is?
Well, Stacey never were my child, mister, whatever your name is.
What?
Nah, you got that all wrong.
Oh, I see.
When me and Jen wed, she already had the kid, right? I just give her my name, like, unofficial, to make life easier. That's why she's Stacey Jade Love, that's all. That's why I don't keep in touch with her now.
But Stacey seems to think that you are a real dad.
No way, mate. And what's more, I can prove it.
How?
Mr. Mason, just now, right? You've met me second wife, Annie?
Yes. Nice cup of tea she's made us.
And you'll have noticed that we keep reptiles, you know, iguanas and
snakes.
Well, the reason we do is because Annie and me think of them like our kids. You see where I'm coming from?
Not exactly.
The reason our reptiles is like kids to us is because we can't have proper kids of our own, mister. I can't father children. So there's no way I could ever have fathered Stacey. I told you she already had the kid when we met.
I'm really sorry, Stacey, but I'm afraid that's the truth.
No, wait. Hang on here a minute.
No, it's okay, Danny. So what you're saying now is that not only am I not really Stacey Jade Love after all, not only do I have a missing mother, but the person I've always thought of as my dad...
Really couldn't be. Isn't. Which, as Perry Mason would say, in turn, means that someone else is your dad.
What?
The question, Paul and Della, is who?
Elle. Of course, it's him. Must be. Elle.
You what, Danny?
You haven't told Mr. Mason yet, have you? About the bracelet.
Oh, that thing.
Well, Stacey?
It was just something that me mum pawned to raise the deposit for my ski trip.
On it was some message. An inscription. From L to J.
Mr. Love,
you again.
Just one more thing, if I may.
What?
Are you aware at all? I mean, was your ex-wife, Jan, stroke Janet, very friendly at some time, do you know, with someone whose first name began with the initial L?
Well, that all depends, doesn't it? What do you mean by friendly? I take it you are referring to a certain good old Lawrence Lacey?
I beg your pardon. I take it you're not referring to... I mean, you don't mean by any chance the Lawrence Lacey?
Mm-hmm.
The Premier League football manager tipped to manage England one day.
The very same.
Ah, I see. Your ex-wife was acquainted with him at some time, was she?
More than just acquainted, if you know what I mean, Squire. Besotted with him, she was.
Well, sir?
Now, Danny Kahn, a.k.a. Della Street, we are getting somewhere at last. Oh, yes.
Jeez!
Lawrence,
lady. Actually, mate, that's why I sit in this here director's box to watch matches, you know, so I don't get bother boss fans or woolies. So what's it you're after, eh? My autograph? I don't do autographs, by the way. No offence, mate.
None taken. And no, that is not why I'm here. It's a bit of a delicate matter.
Fire away, I'm sure we're both men of the world.
Mr. Lacey. Big fan, by the way.
Luckily for you, it's half-time. So, what's your point?
Mr. Lacey, my name is Mason, and I'm interested in a woman called Janet Love.
Good for you.
I don't know, what I mean is, I believe you once knew her.
And you've been wrongly informed.
Then you weren't the great love of her life, as Mick Love, her former husband, has already told me?
Not that I know of.
Mr. Lacey, I've several important questions to ask.
Okay, Mush, you've got 30 seconds to spit out whatever you've got on your mind.
Mr. Lacey.
28 seconds.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of a woman's mysterious disappearance.
Then you'll have to talk faster than that, mate. Do you know who I am?
Of course I know who you are.
No, Mr. Mason, what I mean is, do you really know who I am? I am this country's top footballing coach.
I know.
I have my own weekly newspaper column. I've even been on This Is Your Life. I own a nightclub.
Mr. Lacey, I didn't come to hear your CV.
Listen, Mush, I have been, and I quote from the Daily Bugle here, ideally happily married to my wife, Pat, for 24 years. We have an adorable dog and two less than adorable children. And suddenly, you come sniffing around talking about some old chick I may or may not have known. What gives you the right, eh, mate? I am a man of considerable importance, whilst you are, what, no one I've ever heard of. So, I ask you once again, what gives you the right to bother me?
Because I am a teacher, Mr. Lacey, and I have a child in my class at school at the root of a mystery, which we need your help to solve, Mr. Lacey.
5 seconds left.
Okay, just answer this one question.
3 seconds.
And then I promise to leave you alone. Did you or did you not give a bracelet marked from L to J to Jan Love?
No comment.
It was still in its original powder blue box when retrieved recently from the pawnbrokers.
Was it really?
Within the box was its original receipt from the jewellers containing the purchaser's name writ clearly as Lawrence Lacey. So how do you explain that?
I don't.
Do you still deny you gave this gift to the missing woman, Janet Love?
Well, I can't exactly, can I? Not if you've the receipt, matey.
But Mr. Mason...
Just call me Perry.
There was no receipt with his name on in the box.
So there wasn't, Della and Paul. But our friend Lacey didn't know that, eh? Did he?
If I may say so, brilliantly well played, sir.
And shortly afterwards... What happened, Stacey?
A call. Mr. Mason got an unexpected call one day at school.
Is that you, Mason?
Mr. Lacey! I take it you have something to add? Turn on the recorder, Della, Della, will you?
Right, sir.
All I'm after for my pupil Stacey's sake is the truth, Mr. Lacey.
Look, all I want to say is this. You want to solve her mother's disappearance?
Tell him yes, sir.
Of course I do, Mr. Lacey.
Then go back 14 years, Mush. Dig out the papers at the time and find out about the baby that Janet Love stole.
What? Would you mind repeating that?
Despite what you clearly think, Mush, you see, I ain't Stacey, the kid's father, neither.
Just a minute. You're saying Jan Love's child was actually stolen from someone else? The note she left under the fridge magnet hinted at the truth. If you remember, it wasn't signed Mum, but Jan Love. And why was that, eh?
Because
for 14 years, Jan Love had pretended to be something she really wasn't. Stacey's real mother, of course. Mrs. Calm.
Mr. Mason, I remember it as if it were yesterday. Even though it's 14 years ago, it's not the sort of thing you ever forget in a hurry. I was in hospital, having had my Danny when one night something dreadful occurred. A baby from the nursery...
was taken, am I right?
On the same day that I'd just given birth to my... my Danny.
Ah. Which is why... Stacey and Danny always thought of themselves as twins. You see, they had indeed been born at the same time. Same hospital, and on the same day.
I just couldn't believe anyone could calmly walk into the place and steal a baby. It was just the most shocking thing in the world. And as for poor Mrs. Curtis, well, she and her husband, they were both distraught. She never got her baby back, I don't think. Even though it was in all the papers at the time. Perhaps selfishly, all I could think was how fortunate my husband and I were. I mean, that it wasn't our baby who'd been stolen. The thought of someone snatching my Danny the way someone had snatched poor Mrs. Curtis's baby, Scarlett. Oh.
Scarlett Jane Curtis, born on the same day as Danny. The hospital has records of her birth on that day, Stacey. Her birth, which was yours.
I don't understand, sir.
Me neither. Why did Jan Love steal someone else's baby?
Only one person knows the answer to that. One person who was kept stum all these years. And why was that, Mr. Lacey?
Well, if you don't mind... ladies and gentlemen of the press, right, I'd rather say my piece first.
Well, we're all waiting.
14 years ago, right, Jan, well, she worked as me and the wife's cleaning lady. Okay, she had a bit of a crush on me at the time. Well, I'm not a bad-looking geezer, after all. The bracelet was just something I'd give her one time. She admired a charm one, my pathead, so I brought her that one.
Exhibit A, everyone.
Well, it didn't mean nothing to me, but somehow, in a screwy way Jan had of thinking, well, she seemed to think it was some sort of love token from me to her.
I see. Go on.
Well, 14 years ago, I was a happily married man. Well, happy as any of us married men are. If you know what I mean, blokes. Apparently, in that screwy way Jan had of looking at things, she reckoned somehow if she produced a baby, then I'd leave my pat for her.
Right.
Of course, when I saw the bulletin on the BBC News on telly, I realised Jan had gone off her head.
Abducting from its cot a newborn baby girl belonging to a doctor and Mrs. Curtis.
That's right. Then, of course, it weren't long afterwards I bumped into her with this pram.
Stacey's mother?
Oh, yeah. Now, the kid was called Stacey. She admitted she'd stolen it so we could be, well, a proper family. Of course, that's when I told her to stop being a silly mare or I'll get the law onto her. She looked like a startled jackrabbit when I mentioned the word cops and she shot off.
Which was why she was always afraid of the police.
Exactly, Miss Della Street Danny. And, you never saw her again, Mr. Lacey?
Oh, no, I heard she'd moved away.
Having in the meantime been sacked, of course, as your wife's cleaning lady, Jan Love was clever. She didn't return until Stacey was much older and obviously less identifiable. And Mr. Lacey, you never clapped eyes on Jan Love again?
No, me and Pat, my wife, moved to Ipswich after I got the coaching job there. Then it was onward and upwards, as you all know, to Stoke and Burnley.
And now the England coaching job itself beckons.
Yeah.
Which is why, all those years ago, afraid of the whiff of scandal, perhaps understandably, Lawrence Lacey decided to say nothing to anyone about Jan Love and the stolen baby.
Too right, Mush.
That is, up till now. But finally, we are at the bottom of the mystery as to why Jan Love disappeared. The note she left on the fridge door hinted at the truth. Signed, if you remember, not Mum, because she wasn't her mum, just Jan Love. poor old Jan Love.
Like Mr. Mason said, what had happened was...
deluded, madly in love, Jan Love, had thought if she produced a child she claimed was his, then already reasonably famous Lawrence Lacey might just leave his wife and family for her. But having been told he wanted no more to do with her or the stolen child, Jan Love was left in a quandary. What could she do? Except for the next 14 years, bring that baby up as her own. As for Stacey, discovering that the woman who has brought you up all your life was never, and has never been, your real mother at all. Well, it took quite a while to adjust to, eh, Stacey?
Yes, Mr. Mason.
Yeah.
In a way, I suppose I'll always think of her as my mum. In a way. Or at any rate, Mum one, at least.
But now we know the truth about why Jan Love fled that day. She fled knowing that Stacey was about to discover that she was not and never had been the person she'd been led to believe she was. Janet Love herself still hasn't been traced, but is believed to be somewhere, alive and well. And that pretty well concludes Stacey's amazing story, everyone. Except for one last thing that I'm sure we'd all be interested in knowing, and that is, now that you're living happily with your actual parents...
You mean me real Mum and Dad, Dr. and Mrs. Curtis?
Yes, Stacey.
Scarlett.
Do you remember at all, do you, Scarlett, what was the first thing you said to them?
Well, after they both eventually stopped hugging me to death, the first thing I could think of to say was...
Yes? Yes?
Could you possibly dig out my birth certificate? And you see, there's this passport I need for the skiing trip that I want to go on.
In Vanishing Act, the part of Stacey was played by Jemima Rupert, and Jerry Mason by Robert Dawson. Danny was played by Richard Pierce, Mrs. Calm, Beth Goddard, Jan Love, Jane Whittenshaw, Lawrence Lacey, Peter Cleveland, and Mick Love was played by Peter Gunn. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Vanishing Act was written by Jenny McDade, and was a peer production directed by Celia DeWitt.